Hey family, how are you tonight? I want to talk to you about somebody in my family. He's full on for God. He's just sold out for Jesus. He spent the last 6-7 years with his wife, who battled cancer, who got half her mouth taken out, jawbone rotted, horrible mess, couldn't eat. She could barely open her mouth to take medicine, stayed in pain constantly. My uncle, I'm so proud of this man. There was not one day that went by that he didn't stay by our side. There's not one day that went by that he didn't believe God, that she was going to fully be healed, that she was going to be okay, that they were going to live a long, happy life together. But today, as much as I don't want to admit it, and I want to get in my truck right now and drive over there and raise her up from the dead, she passed away. Why am I telling you this? Because just because things don't go our way, just because it doesn't seem like the reality of heaven is invading our life, doesn't mean that we have the right to give up on God, to give up on our faith, to give up on what we believe is possible. He told me one day, he said God told him that she would not miss out on the greater glory. She would not miss out on the greatest move that God's ever performed on this earth. Well, here's my question. Did God lie or did he miss it? I don't think either one of them missed it. I think that because of the life that they walked out, that she will be here with him in his heart. She'll never leave his side, and he'll stand even greater grounds. He'll go even further places. He'll do even more for the kingdom now because he's got a devil to pay back. Because God never gave her that stuff. The enemy attacked, and he didn't quite know how to deal with it. She didn't quite know how to deal with it because she had no faith in God. But he had all the faith in God. So when we get to that place, what do? Did we miss it or did God miss it? Maybe nobody missed it. We just didn't understand what God was saying. So, how do we pray about this? Here's what we do. Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. May heaven and earth become as one in our lives. May we be forgiven as we forgive. May the enemy be defeated and us being led out of temptation. May the Lord be glorified in every moment and every day. And may our life be equipped to tear down the strongholds, the manifestations, the lies, and the implications of the enemy upon our life and everyone around us. And may we never give up. May we never say that God's not able. And may we always declare the truth, the goodness, and the mercy of God. For one reason, he's worth it, we're worth it, and anyone around us, we're all worth it. Every bit of the effort and faith that we can put in the hands of God and let him change something and shape something for the greater glory. Now, we may not understand what all that means, but it doesn't mean that we have the right to give up. What it means is that we have every reason to fight harder, to get stronger, to know more, and to do more against the kingdom of darkness so he has less room to travel. Because this is our mission, family, to invade this earth with heaven and to take the territory of the enemy and claim it for the kingdom of God. So we do so, and we believe so in the name of Jesus. Now we have a choice. We can get our blessing and not refuse to take anything less than what God blesses us with. Refuse to take anything less than what God promised us. Or we can just go along through life and think that's how it's supposed to be. Me, I'm going to reach out, grab my blessing, and be a blessing. I hope you do the same, because if you get your blessing, family, I promise you, you'll be a blessing. You'll change lives. You'll change the world that you're in. I love you, family. Pray for my uncle. But remember, don't pray in doubt. Pray in faith. Because he's strong, we're strong, and we're going to take more ground of the enemy. Because that's who we are. That's what we are. We're sons of God. So I love you, family. Be blessed.